In our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Qinghai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Qinghai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis, c'est-à-dire vivre d'une façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires. Mais il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et c'est cela, vraiment contribuer à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Her immense love encompasses all beings, and thus she encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. In past years, Supreme Master Qinghai personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With boundless love, Supreme Master Qinghai sets aside her precious time and demonstrates a few simple and aesthetically appetizing dishes that can be cooked within minutes. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Qinghai for sharing with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips.
Please join us on Between Master and Disciples as we share with you a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai, featuring barbecue with vegetables and vegan sausage.
If you gotta behave, you're gonna have some barbecue stuff.
Yeah? Must behave, okay? Lady, no. No, baby. He's okay?
Yeah, we have to wait for it to burn and to become cold, eh? Then we can barbecue.
Solo, don't go too far, baby, huh?
You can lay down here.
Solo! Thank you! Good boy! Good boy, what a good boy you are! He's a good boy!
Have it out of there. Don't go too far, okay? You stay here and we barbecue, all right?
Never mind, they lay down here. It's good for them to lay down anywhere they want.
Anywhere is good. Such a good boy. Yeah. Goody, you have Shadow? Yeah? You happy? Lot of Shadow, hey. That's a good boy, Solo. That's where you should lay down. Now we check out what we have here. The fire is going fine. This is my little house. In case anybody wants to know, I don't think anybody bother interested to know my house, but in case you do, this is my little house. Yeah, with a fireplace inside and some simple furniture. Right there. But mostly the way is a little bit big outside because it's for the dogs. Yeah. My house is in there. That the dark wood, that's my place. And the place outside there is for dogs. Yeah, I'm washing and working. That's my office over there. Okay, and there's the lake out there, and there's a dog named Boyo. This is lucky, still laying on the grass, feeling so happy. Yeah, we're gonna have barbecue, guys. Whoever behave can have a couple of sausage, okay? Vegan sausage. No, you're not eating bread, are you? This is my favorite bread. They call it farmer bread. Yeah, Bauernbrot. I like it very much. It's a wholemeal bread and it's nice taste. Kind of chewy a little bit. If I eat bread, I like that bread. And we have other bread if you guys want it. Of course. You're free, huh?
We can bake the potato already, right?
Yeah.
But I forgot the aluminium to cover. Not now. We have to bake it first. We have to cook it first, okay? Not yet. You're not desperate, are you? It's also wholemeal bread with kernel. very nice take off. Yeah, waiting, everybody. Have to wait, okay? We barbecue and then we eat. Yeah? Not just eat like that.
No.
No. You have to cook. Can eat like that also, or why not? But today we like to barbecue, okay? If you want to eat it first like that, it's fine too. Eh? You want to eat just like that? Yeah, tofu? Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Happy? Mm. You want to eat like that, it's fine. Yeah, just a little bit. Just to taste, okay? And then we have to barbecue. Mm? Yes, for you. Mommy, eat one. Mm, but you're small, you have to grow more. Goody, you want some, honey? Eh? This is Chinese stuff, very nice. Are we going to save it for the humans, or me? No, not all of you. Eat everything and then we don't have anything. And then also later you have more after barbecue. We give it to you, it tastes nicer. Damn it, you are thief. Mm? Okay, yeah. Now, I think we can barbecue already, yeah? Yeah, you're gonna have some sausage later, okay? Huh? Wrap this a couple, some. You want some more? You don't want to wait for barbecue? Oh, well, okay. Eat it. Yeah, so, for you. Mm. Sausage. Actually, you can eat like that also, of course you can, huh? But you should barbecue first, no? Goody! Want some sausage, huh? Yeah, Abby. Okay, that's just for appetizer, okay? We also want, huh? Okay, Ben. Yeah, honey. I'll do this. Huh? Ah, let's see, good boy. Actually, just like this. Here, yeah, let's see. Let's see. Oh, he eats the sausage. Good. Okay, later, okay? Now I have to go into serious business now. Solo. Away from the food. Okay, guys, we can start barbecue already because we have a lot of coal now, yeah? And the oven is hot already. It's cool. Okay, the invisible. Don't worry. Hey! Lady, be a lady, okay? Be a lady, boy. Your name is a lady and you don't behave like one, lady. Okay, guys, barbecue, okay? Can do now. I'm gonna put this in the barbecue. Yeah, we will do that.
Okay, do what you want. Put what you want. And then the barbecue sauce is spread on it. You know, right? I hope you know. And actually, these can eat raw. You know? Don't have to barbecue at all.
Okay. The sauce, okay. Stir it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Just fix it. This is easier to stir it. Yeah, and then you get that brushing. Just brush it on. And that's what you want. I don't think you get fat with this, but I want it. Okay?
No, but I don't
care. Oh, no. You worry, you get fat. I'm not looking. I don't care. Nobody look at me anymore. I'm old woman. I can eat what I want. Cool when you're old, you know? When you get old, it's a good idea. You can eat anything, you can do what you want, you don't care. Yeah. This can eat raw also, right? You know, right? Mm-hmm. And you know one good thing about it? You can bake the whole thing.
Oh.
Yeah. Cute, no?
Yes.
Yes.
Like that. Mushroom on it? This is very good one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very good. This one. This is from Chinese shop, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can eat like that also, but barbecue tastes so nice. You understand?
Yes,
yes, yes.
Master.
Yes.
Yeah. Come on. Be creative. Put whatever you like. Mm. There's another one here.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, no need to wait, huh? The grilled potato is tomato, which tastes very nice. Mm-hmm. And you eat with bread, huh? Or you eat with... The potato will. Yeah, come on. Yeah? And you just put it on. No, inside. Otherwise, don't. Is it hot enough there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Master.
Master. You're welcome, Master Disciple. Master Disciple. Come on, everybody. There are a lot of room. I just leave the potato here for now, eh? Maybe it will cook. Maybe. Where are the potatoes? Just throw it down here. Where are they? A lot of starch. Okay, potatoes. Yeah, I just put it there and if it cook, yeah? Because if not cook, then it's not cook, huh? Okay, everybody have? Just piece on already? You can always add more barbecue sauce, yeah? Mm-hmm.
After it's done.
Barbecue is just
fine.
Okay. Go ahead, guys.
Yes.
I don't know. I take this.
Yeah.
Because
wow.
I love it. Yum. I just want to tease people. Oh, look good, no?
Yes. It's a big one, Master.
Very nice.
Yeah? Mm, yum.
Yeah, honey. Oh, okay. You put it down. Yeah, take that first. And come on. Come on, don't worry. They're all yours. I don't eat that much. Wow, the tomato.
Wow.
I will tell you if it's good or not. Mmm, it looks good anyway, huh? It looks good to me.
Yes.
Fork and spoon over there. And juice, yeah? I mix a lot of juice. It doesn't look good, but it's very good.
Yes?
Look at my flour vase here. I don't want to take anything live from the garden, so this one fall on the ground.
Yeah.
I can take, and it look good, no?
Yes, good. Master.
Like a flower.
Yes.
And the juice don't look good, doesn't look good, but it's very good because I mix all kind of juice in it.
Oh, you know, thank you, Master.
Lychee, potato, oh no, tomatoes. apple, orange, mango, very delicious.
So quick.
No, no, you got to eat it first.
We save electric, yeah?
Yeah, we don't need the electric toast.
Oh dear. Oh, my first time seeding is good.
Yeah.
It is good, huh?
Because we don't even use corn.
Yeah, it's not, it's good like this, Master, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because, you know, we just pick it from the garden and we make corn by ourselves. That's good enough.
Yes. Yeah.
So nobody have to go under the ground and dig the corn out for us, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Risking his life, no?
Yes.
Yeah. I think your toast is ready.
You can talk.
Your toast ready.
Yeah, it's ready than the fish.
I can see it.
Where's your plate? There's some butter on it. We can put some butter on it.
Come on, only sharing.
Okay.
Yeah. Just.
Thank you.
Take the toast out and then
nobody want your toast. This is called primitive toast.
Oh, primitive.
Primitive.
Yeah.
because you use a fire instead of an electric oven. We can do this every day, cooking with the fire, so we don't have to use electricity anymore, you know? The
less we use electric and gas, the better for the world, no?
Yes, and we have abundance here because we live in the forest, you know.
Yes.
We have abundance of wood. It falls from the tree.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all these are fall from the tree. And they have so much more.
There is.
Yeah. We don't have time to pick.
Okay.
And you can use it to cook your bathing water. And
Yeah?
Sure.
Yes.
You have an oven in front of your house, no?
Yes, we're going to make one.
No, the oven in front of your house, you can do it.
Oh, yes. You can try, yeah.
Oh, there's so many ready.
The toast is ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just take the toast.
The second toast?
Yep, second toast.
Wow.
It's become a good fashion. Yeah, it's very quick.
Good, huh?
Yes.
Yes, I'm putting butter on it.
Very
yes.
Nice.
It's very nice, actually.
Yes, yeah.
Because it smells like smoke, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
Which you don't have in electric oven, no. Yeah?
Mm. And it's so quick as well.
Yeah, very quick, I'm telling you.
It's like 2 minutes. Yeah. Less than them.
Two minutes.
Yeah.
Abe.
I'm looking at it. Yeah, boy. Yeah. Benny, here, son. Oh.
Solo.
Hey.
Why is that?
You want this one?
You want a mushroom?
Good.
Benny don't want any more. You eat enough, huh? Mm. You want mushrooms, girl? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Benny.
Come.
Hey, what, Benny? Yeah, this is my home, sweet home. Benny, stay in there. Stay in there. No. Stay in there, Benny. Yeah, you on TV? Smile, Benny. Sunset, we're having the sunset soon. This is my self-made sink. Yeah, I don't have a sink here, so I just bought a flower pot and planted on top of these bricks and connect the water hose to the main water system in the house, and there I have water already. It's primitive, but it's working. Look, here we have water. Yeah. That's my home sweet home. A little house. About 3 meters by 2 meters. It's enough for a small lady like me. We even have television. SM television. So we have everything here actually.
Yeah.
Even have a kitchen here. A small kitchen, but it's a kitchen. Enough for a small woman. And then this is my cooking oven and chimney. Nice kettle. Nice wood. Self-built, not really, half self-built and half bought from the supermarket, from the Home Depot. In case you want to have an oven like that, you cannot buy because I modified it and rebuilt it. So you will never find one like that outside. There. And this little terrace. Right. Sunroom, we built it for the dogs. A little bit bigger than my little house. Otherwise, they won't have enough room to stay. Yeah, there. The dogs are not here right now. Only one. Only Benny. The rest are in the other place, and they're coming later. This is sofa, yeah. And if you're tired, you can sleep on it. And my hammock. Yeah, I told you, it's only 2x3. This all we had. 2x3. Originally, there's no windows like this and like this. No. There was only one window, which is this one. And I broke the wood out, I mean, cut the wood away and placed the window on it. So now I have three windows instead of one window. So, you have to be smart to have what you want. They don't always build the way you want. Okay, there you are. You have my palace. The entirety of it. There, there. And the best place is here, where the dogs are, because we have, you know, see-through roof. This is the roof that we built, see-through roof, see-through wall, everything, you know, and we just built it with plastic sheets, actually. It's not glass, because very windy here. I'm not sure if we're professional enough to hold the glass the way we want. So we just use plastic sheet, and it's beautiful too. Nice, nice, and quick, simple, and safe for the dogs. I'm very proud of this building. More proud than my little house. But I like that little house also. Very cozy, no? Beautiful house. Yeah. This is the house. Maybe you see them swimming there a little bit? That's a little swan. Well, they're not that little anymore. They are as big as their mom now. But just the white feather doesn't come out completely yet. Just under the wings, you can see the white, completely white, and on top is all gray. And you can see some swan and ducks down there. Oh, they are coming. See, they're coming. Huh? Are you coming here all the time? Huh? You coming up? You scared of him, huh? Don't be scared. Come up here. Want some more food again? There, you're so hungry, huh? Can we give you some food? Hmm? Don't worry. Where are your kids? Down there? You're coming up first, huh? Okay, you go to water, I'll bring some bread, okay? I'm bringing some bread now. Good appetite. You have already. I no need to wish you, huh? You're very hungry, aren't you? How come you're hungry all day? Yeah, we fed you four times already. You're growing big now, that's why, huh? But you have to find your own food also, okay? So you can retain your independence and the wildness, which means freedom. Hmm? I love you though, but I want you to remain free. Freedom is the best. Some new ones are coming. I have to give you some more bread. Yeah. Lots of you. It's cool.
We appreciate your company today on Between Master and Disciples. Please join us tomorrow for an enlightening discussion between Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members right here on Supreme Master Television. Up next, Peter Lloyd, Hong Kong's Mr. Positive on Good People, Good Works. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May you have many blessed days of peace and happiness.